Hey y'all, and welcome back to Hopefully Healing, the podcast where we talk about real pain, purpose, and putting the pieces back together. I'm your host, Mo, and whether you're surviving, striving, or just trying to breathe, you belong here. Let's get into it, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but as a Black woman, I am tired. Like, exhausted, tired. We carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And we are told we have to make it look light. We carry generational trauma and out here trying to break generational curses that have been wrapped up as strength. For Black women, survival isn't just personal, it's inherited. And if we're honest, some of the things that helped our mothers and grandmothers survive are the very things that are keeping us from fully living today. So let's get into some of the ways that, Black people or Black women have to survive in this modern world that we're living in. So what does survival mean for Black women? I can say physically, we only know labor. Working hard to earn our spot. More often than not, we have to outwork our counterparts just for a seat at an unwelcoming table. Mentally and emotionally, Black women are often told that we are too emotionally unstable. If we're direct, we're angry, hence the angry Black woman bullshit. As if being able to process our emotions and speak on them is a bad thing. We're constantly being told to minimize our feelings and emotions and personalities because it has to be palatable and easy to digest. Standing in our own glory is apparently intimidating. Spiritually, Black women are, we are like, how can I say this? We are trained to carry the family, the weight of the entire family on our backs. Hence why there's nothing like a praying grandmother. Having to be the glue to keep the family together, the glue to get the family back to God. And I said that in quotes. If not that, just surviving systems that were not built for us. That is what the Black woman has to encounter every day to survive. And we have to do that shit with a fucking smile. We cannot show any ounce of weakness. Any cracks in our foundation? None of that. We have to wake up every day and grind hard, which is like, if y'all notice today, you see so many women saying, I just want to live a soft life. That's us trying to break the generational curse that there's no such thing as a Black woman living the soft life. We have to work. We have to grind. We have to get it out the mud. So, before I jump all the way into, I want to applaud all the Black women who are out here striving to live the soft life that everybody else is just given. Us having to survive and always be strong and resilient dates even back to slavery or before slavery. I'm just going to go with slavery. During slavery, Black women were often raped, forced to work in kitchens, like be mammies to these people. To the babies of Caucasian people, often while not being able to even nurse their own children. Depending on the color of your skin, defined how important you were, the perks you received, or where you even worked in the house, which is how we came across the house nigga and field nigga, or let's not forget the kitchen nigga. But Black women have always had a role to fulfill outside of her being Black and a woman. She's had to be useful and strong. Carrying the wounds of her own, her family, and her spouse. There's like a historical, like systemic oppression amongst all people of color, but somehow Black women always end up on the lowest end of the totem pole, which is funny within itself because often I believe that Black women are the foundation of humanity. We birthed this shit, all of it. That's just my belief, you know. You believe what you want to believe. But damn, even with that being said, like, when do we get our shine without struggle? We cannot shine without the struggle. Like, when do we become free from the shackles of just surviving, playing the game, minimizing ourselves and values for the convenience and comfortability of other people? Which leads me to generational trauma and its impact on us, the modern day woman. There are several, you know, generational curses and traumas that impact us today. One that I can say that affects me heavily are inherited survival patterns. Watching almost every woman in my family live in survival mode. I cannot recall a woman in my family that ever led a soft life that did not have to figure shit out. I have not met one in my family. If it is one and you listening, baby, send me an email because I got questions. I never knew what true, like, living looked like. If I wasn't, you know, getting it out the mud, if I wasn't surviving, like, what the hell did that look like? We are taught strength, like, to be strong through everything, self-sacrifice, just keep going no matter what. And while I understand some of these mechanisms were definitely needed at a point in time, because, you know, it was a point in time that as a culture, and still today, we were going through hell. So I understand at a point in time, like, you know, these things were needed, but these things can also hinder us today as Black women that's, you know, tired of surviving and just ready to live. The thought process of strength is to just keep going and do it strongly. That often leads to us never resting. And last week's podcast was about rest. Never resting, never asking for help, never, like, even feeling vulnerable, because we were taught, like, you do it and you do it on your own. You figure it out, because, baby, don't nobody care and ain't nobody coming to help you get it done, because you are a strong Black woman. You don't break. You may bend, but it ain't no breaking. And while that may be great, damn, I'm tired. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of always having to get it done, to figure it out, to keep going no matter what. I want somebody else to carry the load for me sometimes. As a Black woman, I just want to rest in just being a Black woman and not having to fulfill all of these roles that were given to me. I want to get out of the always being strong, unshakable, never letting them see you sweat. Like I said, while that is amazing, you know, being a strong Black woman is deep in my spirit. Like, man, this leads to some fucking burnouts and crash outs. Like I said, I get tired. I need a different source of strength than just me. I'm tired of having to silence my pain just to not look weak. Even with each other, even, you know, if we just look at Black women as a whole, sometimes we have to silence our pain with each other to not look weak, as though we're not going through the same shit. Because we just have, you know what I'm saying? It's an internalized fear of being weak, which makes us be hypervigilant. Like, we live out our daily lives with some level of internalized fear, and rightfully so as a Black woman. Because like I said, we are often on the low end of the totem pole and often the most unprotected. That just is what it is. So we often go out into the world with some level of fear. And I'm not saying like it's like a, oh my gosh, I've been fearing for my life. But we have some level of fear of being either how we're perceived, what type of microaggressions are we going to receive? Because we get a lot of microaggressions. And that could be difficult, especially in the workplace and in healthcare. As a healthcare worker, I have witnessed it firsthand, the microaggressions of people not thinking my job title or giving me a lesser job title than, you know, what it is, or in healthcare, not taking our pain serious, not taking, you know what I'm saying, any of our complaints seriously, which is why Black women have the highest mortality rate in pregnancies. And y'all can do that research, but definitely that's one of the reasons, because we are not taken seriously. And with the microaggressions at work, those can be very difficult because, or in any area, because you have to constantly you're constantly carrying the weight of representation. So when you are, you know, when people are doing little shit to you, oh, you know, like, oh, did you, you can't have an attitude. You can't say something direct. Like I said earlier, if you say something direct, like, oh, now you're the Black woman with the attitude. You're the angry Black woman. So you have to constantly hold yourself to this certain standard and carry the weight of this certain representation, because you may be the only one in the room, and you being the only one in the room is a representation of us all. That's fucking heavy and ridiculous. But unfortunately, that's the world that we live in. A lot of, you know, ones that like I get is, I am a very direct person, and I've had coworkers say like outlandish shit to me, like, oh, I didn't know, you know, you didn't grow up in the hood. What would make you think I grew up in the fucking hood? Nothing wrong with growing up in the hood, but what about me made you think that? Because I was Black? Because I came in here in a fucking afro? What, an afro? Like, what would make you think that? It was just like, and then it's always passed off as a little joke. Like, oh, I was just joking. You weren't. You meant it. And I should have taken your ass to HR. But that's neither here nor there. And to touch back on, like, carrying the weight of representation, I have found myself in a lot of predominantly, you know, white spaces in my life. And I remember a time in my life where I would code switch like nobody's business. And I mean code switch quick, baby. Like, it would just, I would. And it took a long time for me to get to the point in my life that I'm not code switching. This, what you see is what you get. I do carry myself with a level of respect, but not to be palatable for you. That's just how I carry me. And I can say, having to code switch, having to be this representation and carry yourself a certain way, so that you are palatable, is exhausting. It's exhausting. Like, I can't even let my hair down, because how you see me is how you'll see all. But the truth of the matter, that's how they already see you. So, shit, you might as well be yourself. Hell, if you are the only one in the room, they already see you as a nigga. Just be it. Which brings me to my point of multiple identities that we have as Black women. We are first woman, then Black, then we are professionals. Some of us are mothers, caregivers, friends, sisters, you know what I'm saying, daughters. We are balancing multiple identities at one time. And that within itself can be, it can be tiresome. As a lot of times you can get lost in that. As a woman, like, you can really get lost in all of these roles that you have to play. And oftentimes with little to no help with these roles. And you are expected to perform in every role at the highest potential that you can. You have to show up at 100% in each role. And if we're being very honest with ourselves, that's not feasible. I can't be 100% professional, 100% mother, 100% caregiver, 100% daughter. I can't be that. And when you aren't that, you're labeled as, like, you weak, or you're not doing enough, or you're not, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick up more. It's like you have to operate 100% at all the time in all of these hats. And I'm just here to tell you, girl, that is not feasible. And don't do it to yourself. And I know that's easier said than done, because, like I said, that's what's ingrained in us. we're ingrained to just do what you got to do and get it done. And you better do it right and get it right. Because, again, nobody's coming to save you. But it is not feasible to be at 100% on every hat that you wear in life. It's just not. And that just really takes a large toll on you. It takes a really large toll on you, not only physically, but as well as mentally. And unfortunately, in our community, that mental health is not something that we weren't taught. Let me not say it's not something that we do now, because I see more and more Black women really taking their mental health seriously and getting, you know, the help that they need and reaching out to different resources. But growing up, I don't know about y'all, but I wasn't taught much about mental health. It wasn't you depressed. Depress the motherfucking dishes. Like, stay working. Laborious. We weren't taught about just being able to speak your feelings. Like, you shut up and just do what you need to do. Which is why I feel like we just have a lot of mental health issues in the Black community. Because I know for me, it was a lot of, you just need to pray. Give it to God, give it to God, give it to God. And we held on to that. That's a generational trauma that we held on to. Just not being able to, you know, really seek mental health, you know, assistance. And I know for a long time, and our grandparents, they may have not have had, you know, that type of resource or that type of information. But our parents damn sure did. My parents did. And we just weren't put in those hyper environments for your mental health to even be something. That was not something that was important. There was just no such thing. So I say that to say, like, it is so important that you seek the help that you need as far as mental health goes. Find therapy. Make sure you're in safe spaces. And, you know, in spaces that you can be vulnerable in. Again, I know that is very different for us. And I say us because I'm just speaking to the African-American community. Because that's not something that we were taught growing up. That's not something that was ingrained in us. But we were definitely taught, you know, you don't air out your dirty laundry. What happens in my house stays in my house. And like I said before, just pray about it. So, you know, as a mental health advocate, therapy really changed my life. So I just really encourage us to jump into it and, you know, really air out your damn dirty laundry safely, of course. That leads me into how, as I stated beforehand, about how us as Black women, we can be hypervigilant and that's our trauma, because it makes us really, we are very protective of ourselves, because we're always waiting for betrayal. We're always waiting for rejection. And sometimes, like, that can cause us to self-sabotage, but we are always waiting on just something to go wrong. So we are often very protective of ourselves because we don't want the hurt. We don't want the pain. So before you can hurt us, let me just wrap this shit up tightly. And that comes with just us dealing with so much. And again, being the bottom of the totem pole, that's just, you know, how we cope with stuff. A lot of us, I'm not saying all. And I think that also leads to us being very hyper independent. I know for me, I'm extremely hyper independent, and that's just what I was taught. I was taught, you take care of you. You don't depend on nobody to take care of you. You take care of you. And that also leads to burnout. Hell, I'm tired of being hyper dependent. Somebody bring y'all ass in here and take care of me. Shout out to my wife. But for real, like, that leads us to being very hyper independent. After we've just, you know, discussed all the ways that, you know, pretty much that we're exhausted from constantly having to be strong, constantly having to show up in certain ways. How as Black women can we break the myth of the strong Black woman, you know, by giving her some softness, but still keeping, you know, an essence of that strength? Because I do feel like the being a strong Black woman is very important. But I feel like that there should be a level of softness to us as well. I feel like we definitely deserve to not have the stereotypical strong Black woman, you know, representation. Like, how can we break that to where it shows strength and softness that is not exhibited or portrayed or perceived as weakness? And I would say some of the things that we can do to start to break that is talking about it more. Going into safe spaces and really letting our guards down and forming community. Because like I said earlier, we're all going through the same things one way or another. And as a community, we can really build so much and help one another out so much. Instead of the crabs in a bucket or a barrel, you know, mindset, if we could all just kind of lift each other up as Black women, I feel like that would really take a lot of weight off of us. Because like I said earlier, even within our own group, we have these feelings of, you know what I'm saying, being strong with each other. So I definitely would encourage, you know, having community that you can be vulnerable with in a very safe space. I know for me and my friends, I don't got to be strong. I can break down. I can look, quote unquote, weak. And it's all love. Because we realize, we know in our friend group that there are some days that I'm going to be weak and you are my strength. And there are some days that, you know, you'll be weak and I'm your strength. But it's never you always have to be strong. So I definitely would encourage, you know, as a woman to really seek that type of community. I also would encourage you to kind of break down the generational traumas that were passed down to you, be it the traumas, the patterns, or the curses that were passed down to you that have taught you to always remain strong. I would definitely seek that, look into that, and really like kind of dive in deep. And you may have to really do a lot of self-reflection with that, as well as reflecting on your childhood and what you saw your grandmother do and what you saw your mother do to survive and how that shaped you today. And just like I said last week, using rest, you are worthy of more than survival and, you know, being strong all the time. You're worthy of rest, of pure rest. And I would lean into that. Take off one of those hats. Maybe today you can't be uber professional. Take it off. You don't have to be all the things all at once. I would say definitely set boundaries, learn to say no, protect your peace, and please stop pouring from an empty cup. And I'm speaking to me on that as well. As a Black woman, your cup can be empty, love. And I know we always seem to muster up something else to pour out of this cup. It's okay to let it be empty and stop pouring from it and refill it yourself. I am encouraging you, please stop pouring from an empty cup. And then, like, let's redefine strength. Strength is not being silent and taking one on the chin in life. And, you know what I'm saying? Strength is not just getting knocked down and getting back up, or, you know, I got this. Like, you know, that's our favorite word, our favorite thing to say. Like, I got this. I'll figure this out. Let's redefine strength as being honest, being vulnerable, saying, I cannot do it all. I have to put something down. There is so much strength in being honest and vulnerable and knowing when you're overwhelmed, knowing when your plate is full, knowing when your cup is empty, and taking something off, taking a break, resting. There is so much strength in that. So let's redefine strength. And then, like, learn to, you know, meditate. And I don't know if you're spiritual or not, but meditate, prayer, leaning on God, but not in a way that it's a band-aid that, oh, God got it. But just in a way, you know what I'm saying, as a foundation, not necessarily like, you know how people did, band-aids, pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. And that's if you're spiritual or faith-based. If you're not, just meditate. Just thinking on it. And then I would definitely encourage us to pass down new lessons. Change it up for y'all kids and our, you know, nieces and nephews and, you know, like, let's just change it up. Let's generate teaching them that it's okay and showing them softness. It's okay to express joy and vulnerability, and therapy is important. Let us as a culture, let us as women rewrite the narrative. We are the generation of generational curse breakers. And I love that for my generation. Like I said earlier, I have seen so many Black women really dive deep into themselves, therapy, the gym, you know, whatever it is, rest. It has been so beautiful to see that. I know we out here breaking generational curses. So again, I encourage y'all just to pass down new lessons. Pass down new lessons. Yeah. So I say all that to say, really, as Black women, I know we wear our strength like armor. I know we had to put it on to protect ourselves from, you know, everyday life and the people around us. I know we have often felt underappreciated, undervalued, and just not seen as women, all while still holding families together, carrying the world on our shoulders, all while trying to keep ourselves together. So I say that to say to my sisters, we are more than survivors. We are builders. We are dreamers. We heal people. We are more than this, you know what I'm saying, this strength that we've had to carry. It's time to put some things down that have been weighing us down. It's time to change the narratives on how we are seen and how we see not only, you know, each other, but ourselves. Keep being beautiful. Find some softness in that strength. Lean on your sisters. Even when it's hard, like, we're here for you. And yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. As always, follow me on all social media platforms at Hopefully Healing. I love y'all and happy healing.